Okay. Right. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie.
I'm Jean.
And today we're going to talk about the fucking good old-fashioned red flag.
Red flags. Not red the flags. Actual red flags.
No, the red flags,
your
too.
Your intuition, your gut feeling, obvious signs that this person is not good.
Oh, no. So just so you guys know, we are watching Dark Dark Obsessions, Season 5, Episode 1. It's the new one. It's about this chick named Savannah. And I love that name because I have a really good friend named Savannah. But anyway, this poor chick is driving around Utah, right? I think it's like Ogden. She's in Ogden, which is really beautiful. Ogden's gorgeous. And like the neighborhood's all Mormon, right? So she's like, good neighborhood, because that's really what you find in Utah. I'm sure there's a bunch of sinners and awesome people too.
There's a lot of creepers in.
Oh, creepers in Utah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Jean doesn't like Utah.
Anyone that's driven through Salt Lake understands.
Great. Now we're never going to be invited to go to Utah. I like you guys. I like, we'll phone in Jean. We'll phone her in. But so yeah, we're watching it and we've gotten to the point where we're like, all right, we get the gist of what the fuck's going on here. So we mute it. We still have it going in the background. And I am it's just weird. It's just weird. Okay, so she's driving around. She sees a condo. She's a single mom, right? She's a hairdresser. Always wanted to be a hairdresser. So she is. And so she sees this place. It's for rent. So she calls the landlord. Red flag number one is this. The landlord says, awesome. I'm glad you called. The single mom who just lived there before just dipped out.
Mm-hmm.
She split. She left me in a pickle. Give you a hell of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking red flag. Number one. Number one, you're a girl by yourself living with a child. And you pick the very last apartment to live in? No.
Or maybe you wonder quietly why that other lady moved out.
Well, and at first, the neighbor Todd, okay, she is fucking gorgeous. And she's maybe at the time of this incident, we're going to say 20s.
Yeah.
Super pretty.
Yeah.
And he's like fucking 60? I'm going to go with 60.
I think he's older than that because he was past retirement.
Shit, maybe. So anyway, Todd starts like he's offering help. He's a super nice old guy. And then all of a sudden, like, her tires are randomly being flattened. So one day, Todd has to save her and, like, take her to work. Oh, my God. They just showed the crime scene photos. Oh, my God.
He was putting himself in the position of being the savior. Oh, I can take you to work. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Did you see your hair?
Yeah. What the fuck?
It was all bloody because there was a fight. Because guess what? When someone's obsessed with you and you're getting red flags.
Oh my God.
You should listen to those and act on those. Always listen to your gut. That's already the moral.
Well, and for
of
some
story.
Reason, this poor girl always was fucking coming home super, super late.
From work?
Yeah. And like, okay, so like I said, okay, so he flattens the tires the first time. He's the one who comes to help her. He's the one who comes over and he's like, let me give you a ride to work. I'll save you. So she's like, well, since you gave me a ride, mind picking me up. So once again, he saves her.
Yeah.
And then he leaves a card on her door and it's like,
best friends.
We're best
forever.
Friends forever. And she's like, well, I don't want to be best friends forever. I don't know you.
Yeah.
So she calls the landlord. And the landlord's like, oh my God, dude, drop it. It's fine. He's sweet. He's old.
He's lived here for 7 years.
Yeah, he's lived here. And so just don't do anything. It'll be fine. And then he like leaves gifts. And at first she's like, well, I don't want these fucking gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes on the door. What did the door say?
Oh, he wrote, pray for forgiveness.
Yeah, pray for forgiveness, but said he didn't do it when the police were called. And she calls the police on this guy.
Well, he was that when it was 11 o'clock at night. And so yeah. She already went to bed because she's tired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First, yeah, she's right. He tries delivering a gift. And at 11 at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
11 p.m. Okay, that's not gifting hours. We don't gift.
I think 9 o'clock at night after that, or after 10. I guess I'm
Oh, my God, 10? You make me sound ancient. Like, do not fucking call me.
At 10 unless my house is on fire.
Yeah. Like, my bedtime is 9:30. Like, on the dot.
Yeah, so if somebody was doing that, it's creepy dead-ass knock, too.
Yeah, creepy, creepy knock. And so she tells herself, she's like, well, I'm not going to answer the door. But yet, what does she do? Gets up and puts on the rope. Second question, actually, in life.
Even if somebody...
Does everybody own a robe?
Huh? I have a robe in the closet. I don't wear it, though.
But that's just it. It's like, I have one. My mother-in-law made it. Super gorge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear it. Like, I don't put it on. And I don't answer my door. Like, I do not answer my door. I won't even answer the door for the missionaries.
Have you walked around the house with it on?
Yeah.
And it's comfy.
Well, yeah.
And it's warm.
But does everybody always have one? Like,
it's easy to put on a cover up for when you have to do the run from the bathroom after the shower to the bedroom.
Why don't you have a towel? Or
to random
obsessive Why are you answering the door in a robe?
I honestly, if somebody was knocking on my door like that persistently... Even after I said through the door, go away, I'll get it in the morning, thank you. And then keeps knocking. I don't normally call the police on my neighbors.
Right.
I feel if you have a problem, and I've told my neighbors this, the new ones that move in, my kids are being hooligans, come talk to me.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, that's a little strange.
Dude, for
that's
sure.
That would be a major red flag. And honestly, for me, I don't even know. I might start looking for apartments right then.
For sure.
Seriously. I know that sounds extreme, but you see what obsessive, because some people have that mind where they just fixate and focus. And that was all. She was all that man thought about.
Which is weird.
Day in, day out. Yeah.
It's so weird. So, yeah, so that happens, and then gifts upon gifts, and then the door, and then now we have flat tires
She's
again.
She's throwing the gifts away. She's not accepting it.
Oh, yeah. We're not accepting gifts either. No. We're straight taking them to the dumpster and throwing them away as we're watching it.
She wasn't donating, but Jean-Marie explained, you got to prove a point, and that makes sense. God damn.
Yeah, Jean made me laugh because she were watching it, and that's what she points out.
It was like a 50-pound turkey, seriously. And like a rocking chair and all these toys.
Presents and shit.
And that kind of messed with the kid. Because when you have a 4-year-old kid and you say, no, you can't.
He wasn't 4. He was like 6.
When all the toys were in the front of the
Yeah.
Room. Yeah.
They're Which makes it worse. Because then you really want them. And now your mom just looks like an ass because she won't let you have them.
Yeah. That's not right. Don't do that. You know.
Yeah. So well, then she's, flags. Yeah, she's throwing it all away. So red flags, because he's obviously not getting the hit. And then one night, okay, just a personal Jean-Marie tip to everybody. Don't go grocery shopping late at night and carry, like, okay, no, she comes back from a trip is what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And for some reason, she felt the need to unload her vehicle that night.
Mm-hmm.
People, I'm telling you.
You can do it in the morning.
Unless you're smuggling drugs or a body. Let that shit just chill for a good 12 hours. You know what I mean? The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to need to wait a minute till you turn your fucking tablet on because it got cold.
I just unload moistness. The car and unpack in the morning.
Well, yeah.
And I travel all the time. So
yeah, so like don't. That. If it's nighttime, it's not a big deal. Chill, bro. Breathe. But she did, and I don't blame her because, I mean, I have OCD. I can sit here and tell you guys that, but all I know, I'm going to go fucking insane knowing my car is full of shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But then she leaves the door, the keys in the door, which I know for a fact I would never do. Well, then she's walking around. She goes back in the house, goes back, comes back. Fucking keys are gone.
No keys.
No keys in the door. Mm-mm. Already?
No.
Sign me out. Like, I'm out.
That's no good at all. Yeah. Ever. I've left my keys in the door and had a neighbor return them to me. And that was just...
Okay, and that's a lie. I said I've never done it. That's a lie. My brother has brought me my keys before and been like, hey, if you're trying not to die, don't give him the key. And I'm like, you're right.
But guess what? Has it really happened again that you can think about?
Yeah. No, that's the only time. And it just came to me.
We thank ourselves. So, no.
I do have learning experiences. That probably was one. But yeah, so then her keys are missing. Okay. And then she comes home another night. And this is over the span of like 19 months of living next door to this motherfucker. And she's, like I said, dude, she's calling the police left and right. Every turn, everything that happens, she's calling them. She's making a record of it, even though they're giving her very shitty advice. She's making record of it. And then she goes online and she's like, well, maybe I should just get a restraining order and end all the chaos. And she's looking through all, like, the determinations of, like, what one you need.
Yeah.
And none of them describe her situation. So she's like, okay, there's nothing I can do here.
Well, see, but pause. Mm-hmm. You pick up the phone and ask a question. Usually when I have to call a detention center or something like that, I mean, most of the time the front desk officer is pretty nice. You know, you can go down to the city office and be like, hey, what papers do I need?
Well, the cops and stuff already aren't even doing anything. So I understand why she's like, well, I'm just going to look this up. Mm-hmm. Like, if I call, this chick's just going to be mean to me and annoyed. Mm-hmm. Like she always is when I call about this man. So I get where she's like, Google, save me.
I felt every time that she called the cops on him, it was appropriate because I would have. Because, come on. Don't be acting weird.
Well, and that's just it, too. It's like, this is like legit acting weird.
I don't know. I might have would have had a conversation with my landlady 6 months in if it had started that early. Been like, look.
Well, I mean, and isn't the landlady kind of at fault for not being like, well, the other chick dipped out because there's this creepy old dude next door?
She could have divulged that information, but when you need somebody to rent it and, you know, pay your money all the time, then you're just going to rent it out.
See, people are selfish and greedy. But all these red flags, dude, fuck, don't blame me. I know.
Yeah, so.
I know. I get it. Like, I do. And there are places that, of course, do help the people that need the help, that do need to move or whatever. And maybe she just felt like in the spot of everybody else that you just don't apply. You don't, not apply. You don't get approved.
Qualify.
Yeah, qualify. But I don't know, man. Red flags everywhere. And then she comes home. And then it turns into like a movie, kind of, because then me and Jean are both kind of yelling at the screen, because I do that when I watch anything, even the news. I yell at the screen. I talk to the TV. Mm-hmm. Well, she rolls up, and there's a fucking ladder outside her goddamn house.
Yeah. Leaned up against her window.
Yeah, yes. Of the wee hours and the nightness. So, for some reason, and I'm not blaming her at all, guys. I'm really, this is all hypothetical. I'm not even, I said her name. I don't know what her last name was. We ain't doing that because I like to be able to say how I really feel. Anyway, for some fucking reason, she's the bravest fucking chick on the goddamn planet because she's like, I'm going up in that bitch. See, me, I am what you may call a puss. Because if I rolled up and saw that there was a ladder up against my house, I live by myself, I'm not going in there. Like, I'm not. I'm just not. Until I had, and Jean, guys, this is really why
we had an earlier debate.
Because she says, call somebody.
You're on the phone. So somebody knows, hey, there's a dude in my house, you know.
So pretty much,
I Jean felt safe for doing that.
That this is what Dow Jean
feels instead of just safe. Strolling all up in there yelling.
Well, this is fine, guys. If you guys are with Jean and you guys are like, well, yeah, I'm going to fucking phone a friend. That's fine. I'm going to just point out, because in situations, I call the not the worst person I could ever call, but I call my sister who lives in fucking California. But here's my point. Here's my thing, and I know with this when I call my sister is I put her in this situation. You call your friend hears that there is a scuffle, there is something happening. Which did not happen. We are seriously talking hypothetical. This did not happen to her. He wasn't in the house at that time. Just to scare her. But like hypothetically, dude is in the house. Okay? Mm-hmm. Jean's on the phone. Say with me. She's like, I'm scared. There was a ladder. I came in because I'm fucking brave. And in the minute of me being like, why the fuck did you go in there? A scuffle occurs. Mm-hmm. Okay? I hear Jean. Jean is screaming. Jean is in distress. Now I'm in an awkward situation because you called me, bitch. Like, you took my one line to be like, Policia, there's an emergency at Jean's house away Jean's from house. Me. You know what I mean? And now I'm even in a sit because now I'm like, fuck Google Earth, backtrack my history. Where, you know what I mean? I'm trying to do this all. They're like, where does she live? And I'm like, what? Her address? Save her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put me in a weird ass situation where now.
You best memorize my address.
Well, I know your address, but like, not like the digits. I know the road, so I can like describe how to get there.
Yeah.
But just say hypothetically, it's your best friend, whatever, you know the area. And you're like, well, I don't know. Take a left, take a right, next to the big tree. Her house is there. You'll find it. Save her. So you took away my phone. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I can't call. Now I put it. My best friend is going to die by herself because I'm not on the phone anymore. I can't call you back and you can't be like, sir, I need to answer. This is important. I can't die alone. No, you're dying alone. And I can't three-way the police. That's just fucked up because now you're screaming and fighting and they're like, what did you say? Huh?
Tell her to stop screaming.
Yeah, and they're like, ma'am, shut the fuck up. I can't hear what's happening. So you just put me in a hard situation.
Just hang up because I probably threw the phone and beaten the man with the chair.
Oh, hope to God. Hope to God that that's what happens. Yeah, but in that situation, guys, get in your car, call your friend, call a big guy, call the police and be like, come walk through my house. That's what they get paid for. Believe it or not, to protect and fucking serve. Well, probably not around here. I don't know. No one actually said anything about that. I just got eye rolls suggestively. So I don't know. But like in my head, that's how this works is you call them and you're like, I could possibly die. Now it's on record that I told you I could die. Yeah, so you might want to fucking come check this shit.
They have to follow up.
Yeah. So put them in a hard spot. Be like, I let you know, guys, I'm going to die if I go in there. Come mm-hmm. search it. Call your mama. Call your daddy. And that was another thing is he was like, oh, why don't you call your dad to help you, young girl? And then he found out dad died. So now.
Thanks, asshole.
Now he knows that, like, she doesn't have someone mm-hmm. to lean on, to get help, all that fun jazz. Mm-hmm. They always find their way in. Mm-hmm. Crooked motherfuckers do. They always do. They always find their in. But, like, this chick's a badass, dude. She literally never gave up. Never. And then, so how it ends, I guess we should tell you guys how it ends. She doesn't die. He does come break in her house and, like.
It's because he was getting evicted.
Yeah, because she calls the landlord and tells the landlord, dude, I'm moving out. I got a dip. Can't handle this crazy shit anymore. The landlord says, hey, he's lived there for 7 years, but now he's costing me money. He's costing me tenants. I'm going to evict him in the spring. Not very helpful. In the spring.
Eventually.
So, you know, calm down. Mm-hmm. Well, fucking time comes.
Todd gets mad.
We're getting evicted. Mm-hmm. So now he's mad. And he breaks in and she wakes up, which me and Jean, guys, there's a big tall shadow at the end of her bed. And it's just TV. Okay, I don't really know what happened. This is just TV, and I like making fun of TV. I'm not making fun of her or her crime. I'm making fun of the TV. But it's like, it shows like extreme fogginess as she opens her eyes.
It's 5 in the morning.
It's 5:30 in the morning, okay? So it's all fuzzy, which if you guys wake up and your guys' eyes are that fuzzy, literally, please seek help.
Well, I already have glasses, but I understand where she was at.
I don't. I have glasses, but like...
You can tell the difference between a foggy. Child and a
but that's just it. It's like, in the show, they're like having her call out her kid's name. This is obviously a grown-ass person at the end of your bed.
Yeah. Have you ever woke up to somebody at the end of your bed?
I want to see someone try to fuck around with my emotions like that. Unless you're not my husband and you're not eating food at the end of my bed, you better have a lot of explaining to do. You better have some answers. If, like, I wake up and it's not my husband, I almost swing on him. You know what I mean? Like, do not try to... No.
I have a story, but it's not for the podcast. But that has happened to me. And you jump to the other end of the room. You don't know that you have superpowers until you're flying through the air.
Oh, dude, I bet.
I'll tell you what. But I'll tell you later, now that you're intrigued. But red flags. You know, my red flags is based on actions. I also talk to people. And if these people are friends and family and actually give a shit and they're saying, hey, don't do that.
Well, everybody kept telling her he's a sweet old guy. And that's just it. I don't give a fuck how old, crippled, fucking handicapped you think that fucking person is. Do not let your guard down.
I mean, she was feeling those.
Yeah, she felt the, like, the oh no's. You know what I mean?
I hate those.
Like, she's felt the oh no's. And that's the worst thing, is like the oh no's people, they're there for a reason.
Well, and honestly, I don't think, I would not be able to stay as long as she did. Her total time in that apartment was 18 months.
Or something like that. Yeah, 18 or 19.
I wouldn't have stayed that long.
Well, hell no. Oh no. No, no, no. I mean, I would have moved into my mom's.
That's your safety, that's your security, that's your peace. And how are you sleeping at it? Because you know this man's watching you at all hours, at all weird hours. He's listening through the walls. And the attack, folks. You know she's a badass bitch because she stayed conscious after getting pistol whipped.
Like three, four
that
times.
That has to fucking
three,
hurt.
Four times.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the baby tried to come downstairs looking for mom. Oh, no.
Dude, the heartbreakingness. You know what I mean. Like, and he knew her son was in the house when he, like, started this whole nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And he shoots the floor to, like, make a statement because obviously we're smearious. And he keeps calling her a fucking bitch and, like, all this stuff because he's mad. Well, for some reason, dude, he, like, another flip in his head, switchies. And he's the one who calls the cops to get her help.
Yep.
And he's like, she has a head injury. I'm not exactly sure.
No, he said that he caused it.
Oh, did he? I didn't read the fucking subtitles. I can't read that fast.
When the dispatch asked him how he caused it, he just changed the subject and said, you better hurry.
Oh, we'll see. And he gave her a blanket.
Mm-hmm. They kicked the door, and when he went upstairs, shot himself. When the kid's upstairs, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, talk about a whole fucking case of don't want to be in that situation, you know?
I guess the cops were at the front door. Got scared.
Well, yeah, I would, too. Especially, like, I don't know. And I don't like to talk shit on people that, like, obsess and then break.
And I'm glad
I've had a crush. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've had, like, that obsession. Like, with my sweet husband, I don't really think I left it, like, up to negotiation.
Did you have a shrine and posters all over, pictures all over your room? And like the
I had two. I had two or three up so that I could always be like, why doesn't he love me before he was my husband? You know? Like, why doesn't he see that, like, I own him? You know? I had that. And I even told my friend, like, after I met him, I'm like, dude, I'm so going to have that guy's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm going to marry that dude. And he's like, yeah, no, you're not. And I'm like, I am. Ha ha. Two kids deep.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And married. Married. So, like, come on. You know, I know what it's like to obsess. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe now he can be freed. You know, now I have to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll unchain him. It'll be fine. But, like, red flags, people.
Yeah. Listen to your gut. Usually when I ignore my gut, it proves me wrong. Like, it's always gotten me. So when you have that uncomfortable, something's wrong with this person, that's their aura and your aura, and, I mean, you could read that.
Oh, for sure.
Now, when you're deep in love, and...
Right, I don't really say it's an obsession, guys. I really say it's L-O-V, you know.
People are awesome at manipulation. You know, this guy came off creepy. Everybody just thought, oh, you just quit calling in on this guy.
He's just old.
Nobody was really believing her.
Yeah, because he's old.
Mm-hmm.
He's just old.
Just blow it off.
Break your fucking hip, old man. You know what I mean? Come at me, bro. Bust you in the hip. But, just don't, like, and that shit comes back to people not taking you serious. If you feel in your heart of hearts, your souls of souls, in the universe, you feel it, that some shit is not right.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen to you. Something's going to pop off. You don't know. But you know something's going to happen. Do not for 2 fucking seconds... ever let anybody tell you, girl, you're tripping. You're crazy. Don't. Because that person will not have the balls at your fucking funeral to sit there and be like, well, she did say. But I told her she was stupid.
Yeah.
No, they're going to get up there and be like, my best friend died. No, your best friend told you. You didn't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people, don't come at me and be like, oh, I think he's going to kill me. You better add that with an LOL quick. And if you leave it like a minute where I'm like, oh, huh, she may be serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you seriously. You going to die. You know you are. So I'm just like, oh, RIP, no, I like you. What do you want me to tell the detective? Hook me up. Let me know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't ever just tell a person that they don't know. You'll be like, oh no, that person's this. He's too short to be mean. You know what I mean? Come the fuck on. He has glasses. He's so nice. Glasses. No. Look back in history. Glasses are not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Just I don't know. Saying. I've been on the receiving end of... unwanted attention.
Well, so have I.
Stalkerish behaviors.
Oh, I had a stalker once.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's annoying, and then you get really, really, really pissed off and find a way to take control again. Hopefully.
So one time my stalker, sorry to interrupt you, I just gotta tell you real quick. There's this one time he turns off, he fucking flipped my main switch to my mom's house outside. I won't say names or anything. But like, so it's nighttime, and I got...
Was everybody home?
Dude, yeah, mind you. Okay, keep in mind at this time, I got 4 brothers chilling in my house at mainly all times.
Yeah.
Because they're fat, they're lazy, and they're children.
Yeah.
So they're still kind of fat now.
They're not fat at all.
They're not. But they're lazy. But, like, they didn't do much. They played video games.
So they were home.
Yeah, this... They have no desire to be outside. So my brothers are thankfully there. House goes dark.
Yeah.
Fucked up first, video game. First, we're like, since when does the power company come turn your shit off while WWE's on? They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Too late.
Mm-hmm.
We knew right away. Mm-mm. Well, then.
You look outside, see if the neighbors have light.
Well, no, dude, we're chilling in the living room and we look out the front window and he's standing there. So I'm like, ha ha, no. And then he goes away. And I'm not coming out. People think I'm dumb because, like, I assume that he thought
you were gonna go
outside I and talk was going to go outside and be like, whatever made you come here?
What are you doing
no, here? No. I... Being the good sister I am, I call my brothers like I fucking rally the goddamn police myself.
Are you alone upstairs?
Maybe? Yeah. Dude, they're in the home. Like, they're playing video games downstairs. And I have to call them and alert them that you need to come and rescue me at this very moment in time. And my brothers are fucks. Like, they are rambunctious little shits.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always fighting and getting in trouble. So these kids fucking knew how to brawl. I send them out there.
But they listen to you and came?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Dude, I send them out there. And, like, it looks like a pack of wolves unleashed, right? Because my brother throws open the front door and, like, they all take out there. And I hear him go, "What the fuck?" And that dude, runs.
Well, yeah.
And runs off.
I hope. Did he make it?
Yeah, because my brother stopped chasing him because they're like, "Well, damn, I haven't ran in a minute. I smoke."
Get off my property.
Like, he's like, "Fuck you. Come back. I'll beat your ass." I'm like, "Now he's going to come back. Something will murder me." Mm-hmm. But then I had to have a serious moment with this gentleman and I had to speak to him. And I'm like, "Hey, one, not fucking cool, bro."
Yeah.
Like, no.
This is not going to get my attention and affection.
Yes. Like, and idiot. I do not, I didn't. Then, really not a big fan of it now, believe in calling the police because they, in my experience, have not been the best resource to reach out to. Mm-hmm. I'll say it like that. That's right.
In your personal experience.
A personal experience.
Yeah. We covered the bases.
Yes.
Okay.
They are great. I know officers in mm-hmm. this town locally. Love the fuck out of them. Mm-hmm. Greatest dudes I've ever met. And even them, they're like, "Well, really, there's nothing that in the law's eyes." And that's really what it comes down to. I really want to point that out.
Until they
see. In my situation, it's not their fault that they can't help me. It's the law.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's make that clear. It's not the cops that are like, "Fuck her, this is dumb." It's the law makes it to where they can't do anything. Mm-hmm. That sounds better. That's way better. Sorry. If I knew how to fucking all that nonsense. Totally would. I don't. So it's in there. We're blasted for life. But
this is how it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So, yeah. So, like, in my situation, I had my brothers handle my shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mm-mm.
Good choice.
I always did. I'm like, I will call my fucking friends right now because, like, I have two brothers that are not my blood brothers.
Well, yeah, but they're still brothers because you ended up making them food, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that means that.
Yeah, I took in John like a stray dog and.
Which, can He's I just make a statement?
Been here forever. What?
Your stalker kind of sucked. Because usually stalkers know people, right?
Right.
Right. So, did he really not think that your brothers were downstairs?
Well, I think he knew that they were. And I think he thought, I don't know why, but turning off the video game was not the best way to, like, get away with being crazy. You know?
Well, yeah, because now you're giving them something to do. He turned off the... He shut your game off.
Well, then it turns into, like, I hear them arguing, and I love my brothers for the main fact that they always blame someone for cheating, even when it's, like, nature. Like, I mean, it's not nature that our power went off, obviously, but, like, the funny moments within this, okay, as I'm like, oh, my God, we're gonna die. And at the time, the window, when we first moved into this place... The front door was a big glass, like a big piece of glass, and then, like, the wood bottom or whatever.
Yeah.
We fucking broke that fucking shit quick status.
Well.
Like, I think it was a football incident.
Yeah.
And I think it was a person, if I believe correctly, that went through that door, that window, and broke it.
Were they trying to do a John Elway catch it?
Probably. Yeah. So, like, at the time, we have a fucking box and a grocery bag. Like, that is our protection.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, ha. I'm about to die.
Yeah.
And this guy that is doing this, definitely not someone who's like, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I really was like, I don't think he's going to kill me. But, like, I'm not going to find out. I really just think he was trying to get my attention and make me go talk to him because I was at the point of, like, refusing to talk to him.
Was he annoying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super annoying. And that was the deal. Hint. Yeah.
Oh, I
We just didn't
that.
Mesh. You oh, know what I mean? We I didn't know. Mesh.
But when they don't get it and you've been slamming it into their brain, almost against the wall, and you're like, how can I explain this in English? Do you want to do it in Spanish?
It's one of those things. You know? And I even went out of my way to make up, like, fucking diseases, folks. Like, I tried to get the dip out of this, and I'm like, I just can't. Like, I'm just so gross that I can't, you know?
You gave,
like,
yourself the clap?
Well, dude, I did. Yeah. I'm like, I will clap back at you. Like, I'm so sorry, but, like, I can't, and this is why.
Didn't have it, by the way.
No. And I'm like, this is not you. This is totally a me situation. Yeah. so sorry, you're a great guy. The next chick, lucky. And it just, like, he wasn't about to hear it until we had to get serious. And I had to point out to him, I'm like, why did you fuck with my power? And he was like, well, I don't know. And I'm like,
that's where... What do you mean you don't know?
Well, and I'm like, well, that's where our problem lies. Like, the intent of shutting my power off was intentional. Okay?
Yeah. You went out of my way.
Yeah, you went out of your way, the whole spiel,
yeah,
to do this. And he's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like... See, buddy, that's our problem.
I hate that answer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, we'll see. And he, well, like, he sat, like, I don't know, because we were on the phone. I didn't meet up with him in person. And I'm like, and he got silent. And I'm like, haha, did this click for you?
Yeah.
This, like, we've never even slept together. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, you have gone to an extreme that, pull it back.
So you were feeling... red flags.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I'm stating them to him, like, just so you know, when this goes down, know that I know. Because mm-hmm. I always want to make that obvious to people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I am onto your shit. I'm very obnoxious in that. So I'm just, like, pointing it out to him, like, hey, bud. And I don't want to be mean.
Yeah.
Because that's the main thing, is, like, people always are like, Sean Marie's such a bitch. She's such a bitch. I really don't want to be until you push me to that point. But our moms know each other. You know what I mean? Now I'm in a situation. My mom's friend with your mom. Mm-hmm. And they tried to have us hook up to be cute. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And
now I just want to choke slam.
Yeah. Now I'm going to kill my mom. And unfortunately, you know him. Because shit got weird. So I'm like, you know. It wasn't romantic if
you felt like creeped out and endangered.
Yeah. It was just weird. I'm like, I don't know. Can't go into it because then it would give it away.
Oh.
But, like, yeah, it would just be weird. So, anyway, I have to, like, my brothers did that. But, like, I immediately was like, hey, we are fucking five. We're at a five.
Mm-hmm.
The danger zone. We're peaking.
So, you allowed certain red flags to pass with excuses?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, well.
Because he was too nice.
Calm down, Tommy.
Yeah, and I really was like. This is not an episode of Law and Order. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. This is not a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And in my head, I'm like, I even thought it. And I was like, damn, this is some Scream shit. Like, my house is dark. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it was WWE. It was really popping off.
I don't watch that.
It was back in the day, bro. Like, some shit was happening. I can't even really remember. And I can hear my brothers, like I said, they're downstairs fighting, and the power goes off, and all of a sudden it turns into an argument of who cheated, like, who did it.
Yeah.
Which was great, because, like, I assume the four of them are sitting there, two of them are playing the game, and they, like, think someone Houdini'd themselves, and then it's just great. So, like...
ninja'd themselves to the main power switch and back.
But, like, this chick, dude, went through hell, and I'm... Like I said, guys, I really just wanted to, like, red tip you guys. When red flags come sparking, notice if people are like obsessed, like extremely overly nice to you,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not saying people aren't nice. People are nice. That's great. Humanity or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, greatness. God bless you. It is out there. People are genuinely nice. But when someone's extremely nice to you and then you are like, wow, this is generous. Let's not do this again, Kay.
Yeah, you address the issue.
And like you say, like, hey, that made me feel like now I need to go get you a 50-pound turkey.
Please don't give me random gifts. It's not like it's Christmas fudge.
Yes.
You know?
Like at the card, I would have been like, uh-huh, best friends. Well, no. You know what I mean?
Or return with a neighbor card.
Yes, or return it and be like your neighbor.
Yeah.
Thanks. Neighbor. This is awesome.
I'd say it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I don't know. So, I'm just letting everybody know. If, like, that shit happens to you, please immediately be like, haha, this is a situation.
Well, and she documented and kept track.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing. And if it is where, like, a financial thing, I always go to my mommy. And I know some people aren't that lucky and they can't just be like, I'm going home. I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just be like, oh, I'm going home. Gotta go back to my mom's because this dude's creep. So I can find the next place. just protect yourself is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Note it. Wave the red flag. And just see it. Is yep. really all we're trying to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Good Listen episode. To your gut, folks.
I'm so glad they started another season. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. Dark Obsession.
Yeah, dude, it's a really good one. Usually, it's survivors. It's always bad when it starts out and it's like Susie's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they start using, like, she was. I always pay attention to how they say it so that I can, like, figure it out before the TV tells me the person's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the first was, I'm like, oh, damn. Shit's happening. It's really good shit, though, guys. Watch it. ID channel.
Awesome.
But, oh, before we go, I am going to say, my brother, who is on vacation in Boise, has a bunch of free time on his hands. And so he's going to be drawing kind of fucking drawings and designs that I'm going to put on hoodies and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And hats and cuteness and window stickies and all that fun shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm paying him for it. So he does anything for some money.
Yeah.
Because where he's at, it's very expensive to vacation there. So... he's going to do that. And so support your fucking local inmates.
Yeah.
And whatever. But yeah, it's going to be fun. So when I get him and everything, he needs a minute.
Yeah.
I just gave him this project. So it's going to be pretty badass because that is pretty much the only thing my brother was put on this earth to do is draw.
Well, good.
Because he's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool. So stay tuned for that. There will be hoodies. And they're going to be badass hoodies too, guys, because I have a hoodie obsession.
Yeah.
Like, I love me a good hoodie. So it'll be good. Nice and puffy and soft. Ooh, so soft. So yeah, stay tuned. It'll be great. And we're going to get invaded by my youngest because she doesn't nap and she worships the devil.
She's well, knocking.
She's knocking That's on cute. Her door. She's very polite.
Can I get out now?
So yeah, check us out on Twitter. At it is what it is 208 because that's where we reside. Instagram, it is what it is pod 19. You can email us at it is what it is pod 19 at gmail.com. Join the Facebook page or group, whichever. At it is what it is a true crime podcast. And then follow our YouTube channel at it is what it is a true crime podcast as well. Or you can put my name into Google and it pops up if you scroll down like one little scrolly. Whatever. So it's in there. And follow us, like us, whatever. Catch us next time.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out.